Hello, is anybody home? Oh, hello there, darling. Happy to see me. But I bet you missed me really badly, didn't you? Although, I did bring you a special surprise. Rise. Let me open up my coat. And go ahead, darling. Pick your poison. I assure you, both options are quite fun. Both of them are treats, yeah. But each one has a special treatment, I'd say. A special taste. And depending on which one you pick, is what you'll be getting. Quite the fun game, am I right? But before that, why don't you let me inside, But it's quite cold at these hours of the night. Good boy. Good boy. I have to say, this is quite the nice place you've got here. I was honestly expecting something messier. But your place doesn't even look that bad. Although, is there any place where I can put my coat? Or should I just leave it on the bed? You don't mind, right? Good boy. Your bed is so soft. I could lay here for hours on end. These bed sheets smell like detergent. Did you wash and change all of your sheets before you arrived, honey? Were you embarrassed of me seeing your place messy? Aww, how cute. No wonder your place looks so clean. You really went the extra mile for me, didn't you? You're such a good boy for mommy. Why don't you come and sit next to me, honey? Well, there's more than enough room for both of us. And there's no need to be nervous about me. Because I'll be very gentle with you. Unless you ask me not to, of course. You're very cute, you know? I almost want to eat you up. When I met you the other day, I was waiting for you to come flirt with me, you know? But I waited and waited and waited. Well, you just kept being shy about it, glancing my way like a lost little lamb, being all nervous about what to say, asking your friends for help. So I decided to approach you instead. And the way your face looked as you noticed that I was walking towards you was so adorable. It was in that moment in which I just knew how this relationship was gonna work, honey. You were going to be my cute little beta who would obey all of my orders. Isn't that right? Good boy. Good boy. Although, I want you to repeat that again. Yes, I want you to repeat what you just said. But this time, I want you to address me as mistress. Because whenever we're alone from now on, that's how I want you to call me, honey. Not any other name. Because any other name will get you punished. And you don't want to get punished, do you? Good boy. Now come on, darling. You know what you need to say. So say it. Good boy. But louder. Say it again louder for me, honey. Good boy. Good boy. Just hearing you say that is making me quite happy. But now, I think you've had enough time to think about what candy you want, don't you think? That since you have been such a good boy, I will tell you what each candy gives you. The top one is a very basic, very regular treat. While the bottom one is much more on the saltier side of the spectrum, if you know what I mean. And it's very much tastier. Everyone else that has tasted it has become addicted. So I just know that once you just have a single taste, that you'll probably never be able to eat another piece of treat. It will be the tastiest treat you've ever had, in fact. And you'll be hopelessly addicted to it. You'll end up begging me for more and more for the rest of your life. Because once you pick it, you can never go back to the life you had before. You'll be completely changed, completely remade into my perfect little beta. Would you like that? To be mine forever and ever and ever. I bet you would, wouldn't you? So in that case, which one will you pick then? The regular old chocolate bar, or my special concoction, my special salty candy bar? Come on, honey. Come on, honey. I need you to be a little bit louder, because I need to hear you ask for it properly. Good boy. I know you're going to love it. Although, I must warn you, it's fairly big. So you might not be able to fit it easily in your mouth. But don't worry. I'll be gentle with you. All you have to do Just get on your knees for me, darling. Because, let's be honest, that's where you belong. And you look very good when you look up at me like that. But the moment you have my cock in your mouth, I'm sure you'll look even more beautiful. Just imagining you like that is gonna be nice and hard for you, honey. Are you dazed by the size of it? Are you expecting it to be around the same size as your tiny little pecker? Oh, honey. What do you have between your legs is a tiny little cliptic. Closer to a cliff than an actual dick. Meanwhile, mine is an actual cock. A cock that makes bitches like you salivate at the mouth. So why don't you show me what a good little bitch you are by worshipping my cock before you were meant to be. Just take your tongue all the way from the base up to the head, worshipping it gently and going back down slowly. Good. Good. Make sure to worship every part of me with the good whore you are. You're doing a very good job, honey. But why don't you go ahead and take my head inside your mouth for me? But I know you want to. I can see the lust for my cock in your eyes. So be a good bitch for your mistress and get to sucking. Good whore. Slowly take the head inside your mouth. And be careful with the teeth. I'm gonna have to punish you for that later. Yes. Just like that. You're doing a very good job, honey. Make sure to use your tongue, honey. Yes. Just like that. Good whore. You're doing so good. Although, I definitely think you'd be doing better. Just a little bit of help. If I grab your luscious locks like this and pull you down on my cock, I won't be too rough, don't worry. Not for now. We need to train you so that you can learn to control your gag reflex. So you'll be able to choke on my cock like good whore you are. You would like that, wouldn't you? Well, I know you can't speak with your mouth full of my cock, honey. But fuck toys like you don't need to speak. I can tell everything about you by the look on your eyes. Those eyes of yours are the eyes of bitch and hate, who is desperate to service my cock in any way I tell her to. Isn't that right, bitch? God, her mouth feels so good. You've either had a lot of practice already, or you were just meant to be a slut for my cock. Because I simply cannot get enough of how good your fuck off mouth feels, as it's choking hard on my throbbing cock. I can feel myself getting closer and closer to the edge. So I hope you're ready to take all of my seed inside your slutty little mouth, honey. Because whores like you always swallow. Understood? So I better not see you spill a single drop of my cum, or else. Yes. Almost there, honey. Take all of my seed, you slut. Wow. Good job, honey. God, that felt amazing. God, you truly left me speechless. And from what I can see, you swallowed every drop as well. You really were just meant to be my little whore, weren't you? But even with me getting a little rough around there with you, you still endured it like a champ. I am so proud of you. So I'll let you rest for tonight, honey. But tomorrow, sweet cheeks, I hope you're ready to lose that chair anywhere. Because I promise you, I am not going to be gentle.